Trump campaign plans policy-heavy offensive in battleground states to counter program DNC. By Matthew Boyle on August 19, 2024. While Democrats party as they coronate Vice President Kamala Harris in Chicago this week, former President Donald Trump's campaign is going on offense in the battleground states. Trump has major events planned every day of the week, focusing on drawing a contrast between the radical views of Democrats like Harris and Republicans like him. Watch, more businesses in Chicago begin to board up before DNC. The Trump campaign is going full bore against the Kamala campaign and highlighting all the disastrous policies she implemented for the last 4 years, a Trump campaign official told Breitbart News. She can't hide from her radical record. On Monday afternoon, Trump will tour a factory, Precision Custom Components, in York, Pennsylvania, alongside his former U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. Just before Trump is there, his running mate Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., will tour another factory, Desorb Systems Incorporated, a couple hours away in Philadelphia. This focus on economic policy and energy policy on Monday in Pennsylvania is designed to draw a contrast with Harris's destructive visions on both major issues, campaign sources told Breitbart News. Then, on Tuesday, Trump will head to Michigan and Vance to Wisconsin to highlight Harris's and Democrats' radical views on crime. At the Livingston County Sheriff's Office in Howell, Michigan, Trump is set to on Tuesday afternoon appear alongside several sheriffs from Michigan to focus on the surge in crime Democrats have ushered into the state. Vance, meanwhile, will appear at the Kenosha County Courthouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, to highlight how the radical left in 2020 lit fires at the building and destroyed properties nearby. In both cases, Trump and Vance are set to be joined by the GOP nominees for U.S. Senate in both states as well. In Michigan, former Representative Mike Rogers, Army, will join Trump, and in Wisconsin businessman Eric Hubby will join Vance. Watch, me auto worker, America's done for if Harris wins. On Wednesday, Trump and Vance will join forces in Asheboro, North Carolina, for a national security event at the North Carolina Aviation Museum and Hall of Fame. Alongside several lawmakers and veterans, such as retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg and others, and Gold Star families, Trump and Vance are expected to lay out a national security vision for the United States. At this event, too, there is expected to be a huge focus on how Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, stole valor by misrepresenting his military service and rank upon retirement in the decades since he retired from the Minnesota National Guard. This is significant because Walz will be addressing the Democratic National Convention, DNC, in Chicago that evening, so seeing Trump and Vance alongside military veterans and Gold Star families ripping him to shreds ahead of time will create an interesting split screen. Watch Tim Walz lie about his rank, insinuate to Gold Star parents he came back from war. Then on Thursday, the evening Harris is expected to address the DNC, Trump will head to the U.S. border with Mexico in Montezuma Pass, Arizona, to appear alongside National Border Patrol Council officials and sheriffs as well as victims of migrant crimes committed on Harris's watch to highlight her disasters on immigration. Vance will meanwhile deploy to South Georgia to the Lowndes County Sheriff's Office in Valdosta to highlight major issues the authorities are facing thanks to Harris's lax immigration enforcement in places as far away from the border as this. When Friday rolls around, after the DNC concludes on Thursday evening, Trump is set to visit Las Vegas, Nevada, where he will highlight his no-tax-on-tips policy at a Mexican restaurant before he embarks back to Arizona the evening for a rally at a Turning Point Action event in Glendale. While this all happens throughout the week, the Trump campaign has also deployed top surrogates such as Senators Rick Scott, RFL, and Ron Johnson, RY, as well as Reps. Byron Donalds, RFL, and Michael Walz, RFL, among others, to Trump Tower Chicago to counter-message the Democrats all week. The offensive blitz from Trump comes as Democrats have lost momentum they accumulated after the switch to Harris, and as Trump retakes the lead from her in key battleground states and nationally in some surveys.